Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello. Welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is Devin Leary. I'm eating pizza. Sorry.
Devin, come on. We're our viewers, our listeners, actually.
I have actually a really busy life. And I got to eat pizza when I can.
I have eaten pizza on this podcast before, secretly, in the past. And I'm here to confess my sins.
I've never seen that. So it must have been pretty damn secret.
This is years ago. Can you believe our podcast has been on for so long that we can say years ago?
And you can, if you can believe it, everyone listening, actually, nothing's gotten better for me. Everything's gotten worse. If you can really believe that. I mean, it's so interesting. And I would actually like some input on this. Now that Carolina brought up something completely unrelated to me and I'm going to turn it into a diatribe about myself. Okay, let's think about this. The year 2020.
I don't want to. Don't make
me. No, think about this, though. I was living in my first apartment I ever lived in by myself. Okay? Beautiful apartment. Los Feliz Boulevard. Okay?
It was perfect.
And it was really cute. It had everything I needed. And a man walks into my life. And what year is it? 2023. 3 years later, I've moved one... two, three, four times. And the two boyfriends I've had in these 3 years haven't moved once in almost a decade. So this is what I think. I'm considering sending a Venmo request to my ex-boyfriends for moving charges. Thoughts?
So I hope you know that I back you up 100% in the fact that you were moved around because of these relationships and because of the decisions these people made. And a lot of dishonesty on their part.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is it's always sticky getting back into contact.
True.
And sometimes just like how when you leave stuff at a ex's house or ex-situation's house or whatever, and you're like, I'm saying goodbye to all of that stuff because it's truly not worth it to engage with this person again. I would rather lose $300 worth of blank.
But that's how I felt. That's how I felt about the ex that I moved in with during COVID and then had to move out because he stopped speaking with me and communicating with me and wouldn't let me hang anything up or unpack. until I just simply said, so I guess I'll leave then. That's how I felt. When I broke up with him, I felt like, oh my God, I would so much rather just leave all this shit behind and never have to interact with him again. But now I'm like, it's like years later, I'm like, there's like hundreds of dollars of stuff in there that could amount to partial cost of a move. And this motherfucker has been using my Spotify account, which I post about on my Instagram. And I think, wow, I probably talked about it on the podcast. I like wasn't able to log in. Please do not mess this up for me right now, Cookie. I'm actually making important points that the people of the world will find relatable and interesting. But so I'm like, I just feel like he's like probably been using my Crate and Barrel standing lamp. He's probably been using my like speakers. He's probably been, I don't know what the fuck, but I'm like, that's just not fair. So I was like, okay, what if I send a Venmo request with a note that's like, hey, this is for charges of moving. I feel like you kind of owe me in that department. And if not in that department, then in all the multiple therapy appointments, if you could just send me this money, really think about whether or not it's the right thing to do. And if you believe that it is, send me the money. And please don't contact me further about it. I don't really want to talk about it. XOXO Devin.
And love Devin.
See what they do. I mean, it's like, if there's a chance, like, what if they give me the money? Like, that would actually really help me.
Yeah. Listen, I am in full support.
That being
said, I will support you.
I also did make the choices to move. Like, it's like I could have stopped and said, hey, I don't really want to move into this apartment. Like, the apartment I'm living in now, my ex was like, my lease isn't up. And I was like, well, I'm going to move anyway. So it's like not really his fault. And then I was like, found this place. It was like, it has to be this place. So like, honestly, that's really on me. The one before.
Yeah, maybe cross him off the list.
Cross him off the list. But the one before that, it's his fault. And he.
You circle that name.
Circle that name with a friggin' money bags emoji next to it.
Yeah.
And I actually think I'm going to do this. I think that ex I'm going to request $500 from.
I can understand that. And after a breakup I had, I asked for money for a few things that, because also, and I think you know this about me, I always tend to like want to prove my existence by overpaying for like partners or even friends sometimes. Like I'll be like, oh, I've got dinner.
You also do or, like, this thing where it's like you like can't handle the discomfort of like the bill, so I feel like you're always just like, I got it. And it's like, okay, just wait a second, like we can split it.
Yeah, that is what I do and have done in relationships, and would be like, oh, I've got the hotel for trips and stuff like that. And after me and an ex broke up, I did send him I was like, you need to like Venmo me for this last trip. Because we are no longer a we, and that trip was a little bit of a situation where I thought I was like helping out my boyfriend, not my soon to be ex. So I have done a version of that, and things that I covered at the time, I remember going back and being like, you actually need to cover this. And it was the first time in my life I'd ever done that. And I don't regret it at all.
It's interesting. My first two boyfriends were older than me and had more money than me. And then when I dated someone like my age who was like also like struggling, and we probably were like equal financially, we would like split everything, which I was fine with. Though it was kind of it was a tough getting used to after my ex before that, who literally worked for like a scam and like had so much money and would like buy me random like designer purses and stuff. But the one thing that bothered me was like this guy that I dated, we like bought a coffee and it was like my thing was $4. It was like a coffee for $4. And he's like, can you Venmo me? And it's like, just let that fucking slide. Like, just for the principle, like, do not ask me to Venmo you $4. And by the way, he was not like, we both were probably almost equal with funds. Like, it's not like he was like destitute, but just don't ask your girlfriend to Venmo you $4 for a coffee.
Well, it's also like, I appreciate that. Well, now that we're together, it's sort of the same with friendships. It's like, now that we're together, appreciate the fact that you will be covering me sometimes and I will be covering you sometimes.
Yes. And
don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird. And if you do, we will keep track and keep score. And then years later on a podcast, we'll talk about it.
My friend went on a date with this guy years ago, and it was like this cute little restaurant. And when they got there, he had a bottle of wine he brought. And he was like, there's no corking fee at this restaurant.
What does that mean?
And she was like, it means that you can bring in a bottle of wine from outside and open it at the table.
Oh.
And they won't charge you.
Weird.
And she was like, oh, great. Okay. And he was like, the menu's good. It's not too expensive here. And she was like, okay, great. Thank you. Like, and then as he like splits the bill down the middle, like completely like to the cent for her to pay her. She's like, okay, so you will pay $48.29 and I will pay $48.28. I don't know how to do math, but you get the point. And she's like, great. And he was like, and the parking's really cheap around here too.
Oh my
you
God.
You know, like you don't have to, it's like free 2-hour parking. It's perfect. And she was just like, at what point are you going to try to make me feel worse about myself?
Yeah, that's just not necessary. It's interesting. There's like that thing on Hinge that says like, first it rounds on me if at whatever. And on the one hand, I find it annoying. It's another one of those prompts where it's like, just don't choose that one. Like, it's just weird.
Right.
But
right.
Because it annoys me when men are like, it's always on me. Because I'm like, oh, my God.
No, it's not. Also, no, it's not.
Yeah. And the second thing that annoys me, though, is like men will actually put like on me. But you better like try you have to make the reach for it.
You better reach for it. Yeah.
And I was at a Long Island bridal shower once for a Long Island girl marrying a Staten Island man. So you can imagine the crowd. And this girl, I said something. I was like, oh, like when you go on dates, like I do always like do the reach. And this woman, I'm not kidding, she like grabbed my arm and was like, you do not ever reach. You do not ever go for your wallet. You have to live as a woman. And the least he can do is pay for whatever you get. And you do not ever reach for your wallet. I was like, oh.
I'm picturing like her eyes going back in her head and her like completely blacking out as she gives these words of wisdom.
I know. She's like, it's like incomprehensible to her that I would ever like do the fake reach, but it is so painful when you do the fake reach and they say nothing and you're like, oh,
okay. I will keep going. I mean, it's interesting. It's like, I can't pretend that it's not attractive to be like on a date with someone who has their shit together and who covers dinner. And at the same time, I completely understand the times when like guys I've been with have let down that like facade after like once we've gotten comfortable being like, okay, yeah, we can split this, or like, you've got this. Okay, great. You know, and I might be too comfortable with it because it's just my nature to be a people pleaser. But I just think it's interesting. Like, we're not expecting men to cover everything. That would be absurd. I would love it. I would have no objections to that. But I do think it's interesting that like every time I have kind of been in a relationship and the guy at one point relaxes and like is like, okay, yeah, let's split this, I'm always like a tiny bit disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I know.
I guess I'm not in a fairy tale.
I know. And like, I think it goes along with this thing of like that thing where it's like one of the love languages is like receiving gifts or like gifts. And it's like people are always like, oh, my God, that's your love language, like spoiled. And it's like that. It's actually what it means is like that you just like to be like thought of. You know what I mean? Like it's like it just means like you like for someone to be out in the world and see something and think like, oh, I think Devin would really like this. I'm going to get this for her. Like, and I think that like the paying, first off, it's like it's just like a way to be like, I think you deserve a nice dinner or something. And I agree. It's like definitely doesn't have to be like every time. But it's like when someone's just like, ugh, let's split this. It's like, oh, so you don't really see this as like a special thing anymore type of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I just think that there's like some trad wife in me, like a small amount of trad wife in me that like wants men to cover everything.
Yeah.
There's a small trad wife in all of us.
I want you. Romance.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's also just like we do go through so much to be women and like.
And we put in more money for it.
And here's the other thing, though. This is the other thing. If someone offered like other things, like, for example, this guy that I was talking about that would like be like, can you Venmo me $4 or whatever? Like, it's like it would be one thing if like if someone like went above and beyond with other things, like it's like, OK, I don't have money right now, but like I would love to like. Like plan like a museum thing for us. I mean, I hate museums, but you know what I mean? Like if someone was like, but right, I still want to make right. you feel special in this other way, or like was like really helpful, or like I'm gonna cook dinner for you, like just something there, that's different. But it's like when someone like
if they were giving, if they were like a giving person.
Yes. But when someone doesn't have generosity, if you don't have damn generosity of spirit, then you suck ass. Also, like
generosity of spirit. My father told me this once. My father, I'm using that word.
She's always saying this. Last time you were like, my father says I should like go on dates. Like
she'll always say this. That's what you just said. She'll always say this. My father told me like generosity of spirit is one of the more important things to find in a partner. And it's, I completely agree. And like a boyfriend I had when I was literally like 19 was the kind of guy that, like, if you were drunk and dancing funny at a party, he would be embarrassed.
No.
And I can't be with anyone ever again like that. Like, that is, to use a word, that is traumatizing to me.
That
to
is.
Have someone make you doubt yourself
yes.
in any way. And if you are feeling that way around that person, and then you start, it bleeds into the rest of your life, it's just a fucking sinkhole.
It's actually, like, but, fucked up how rare that is. Though, by the way, like it's so rare for someone to be like kind and generous and like just want people to be happy. Like that just is.
It is so sad.
It's
that's
so
true.
Sad that that's rare, but it really is. And like, it's sad how rare it is.
Or wants you to be yourself.
Wants you to be yourself and like, just is good. Like, where are you? Who are you? Where are you? Where are you? People that are nice and good, please.
I literally once, I was just making an announcement at a party and it was totally related to the party. And I remember looking at an ex's face as I was about to make this announcement and the sheer fear in his eyes, like he thought I was going to embarrass myself somehow. And I was like, that is crazy that you, like, if you went up and said, like, excuse me, everyone, there's no part of me that would be like, oh no, I hope he doesn't do anything embarrassing.
I know. I know. And like, that is fucking weird as hell. Like, one of the most stunningly beautiful weddings I've ever been to, my friend Brittany and Jordan's wedding. When I was there, there was like a shuttle on the schedule for like 2:15. And another friend of mine like made a joke referencing the fact that I broke up with someone because he refused to speak to me for days because I was 15 minutes late to a wedding because I missed the shuttle. It's like, oh my God. And like, that person who broke up with me over that, or okay, I broke up with him, but let's fucking face it, like, in no world would I be able to not break up with someone who's refusing to speak to me unless I, quote, admit that it was selfish that I was like late to, or he wanted me to admit that, yeah, like admit that it was selfish or like deliberate that I was late to the wedding or something
after you're driving on purpose, like, him and all of the
yeah,
groomsmen around,
whatever. And so there was no way for me not to break up with him, no offense, but that person, like, the stuff that I was like, that's fine, you know what I mean, like, I was so non-judgmental and so which I can't hold that against someone now, but it's just like, I feel like I am that way for the most part. When I'm dating someone, I am totally supportive of like who they are and what they want to do. Do I over personalize everything and like have a lot of deep attachment issues and get jealous and like, yes, all that stuff. But I feel like I'm pretty steadfast with like accepting someone as who they are and like whatever you want to do makes you happy, whatever you want to wear, do you. And that's what's attractive. Like, when someone is attractive to me, their whole thing is attractive to me. Like,
it's true.
Their whole vibe, whatever they want to do, that's them and that's attractive.
I was at a dinner once. I was at a lunch once where a guy I was dating refused to talk the whole time to two friends I was having lunch with, refused to speak. And then when they said, what do you do? He said, I don't do anything. And that was what he contributed to the lunch. And I loved this person.
Meanwhile, I get told, wear less makeup, wear different makeup. You know what I mean? Like, all the fucking comments that I've gotten.
Wear clown makeup.
Wear clown makeup. go to this meetup. I think it's going to be like a group of friends. It's actually everyone has clown makeup. It's actually everyone dancing to this weird rap music and they're drinking something called Faygo. And I'm like, that's weird. Faygo. Is it Fanta? They're like, no, it's not Fanta. It's Faygo. It's its own thing. I'm like, okay, I'm drinking the Faygo. I'm starting to feel a little woozy. I'm feeling not quite myself.
You meet your dream guy. He's like everything, generosity of spirit, etc. And he's like, once a month, we have to go to a juggalo gathering.
I would say, not we. You can go. And that's great. I'm not going to go.
Not we.
Because that's not my vibe. But I'll go once.
Not we.
I'll go once and like meet everyone. But I'll go once and like say hi. Like, I'll show face. Listen,
like, listen, I will make friends with your friends.
I will show face, but then I will
never be
home,
rude.
Because I don't want to like stand outside. That's what I'm thinking. Being outside all day? No.
Oh, well, yeah, that is actually the worst part. If juggalos want to come have a dinner party at my house.
Totally.
I would welcome that.
If they want to pet my cats.
They can pet your cats. What I think is really funny in money and relationships is whenever we have seen, we saw this with Brittany, we saw this with J-Lo at times. Whenever a woman married her backup dancer or married a man who made significantly less than her and she was like a pop star, I'm very interested to see what happens with Ariana Grande and SpongeBob, aka dressed like a baby with a little pacifier in his mouth. I mean, that's not just money differentiating them. That's also status. That's also like someone who has like a little ecosystem around them and you've just joined that ecosystem. But I always feel like it's easy to predict like celebrity divorces that way.
I know.
But at the same time, if I were to meet someone tomorrow and he was like, I am a working musician who I don't know when I'm going to make money. I would be like, great. You can take care of the kid that I'm not sure I want to have. What I'm trying to say is that like, I really think it comes down to what you said. If I meet someone who has the generosity of spirit, none of this matters. Yeah. Everyone knows a great guy when you see one.
Well, but then where are they? I believe that.
They're not around.
I know. You're like, everyone knows it, but it's like, literally, where are they? I know like one or two.
But I'll see them, like I'll meet them when they're in, when they're married to someone else. Yes. I've met married men who I love and who I'm so for and rooting for. And to the, I liked him so much to the fact that I can't even resent them for being married. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm happy for you because you are such a great person.
I'm not like that. I am resentful, but sorry. I just have to take my be real because it's time to be real. Carolina doesn't know about this because she doesn't.
You can cut this out.
No, keep this in because the people want to know.
All right. Devin just took a she had to take a second to take her be real.
The people want to know that I'm actually up with the times and I wish more people would get on be real because it's my favorite social media.
I thought be real was a 30 Rock joke. Like I literally thought that was a 30 Rock joke. And then the fact when I remember first hearing about it, thinking it was a joke and a bit. And then seeing that people were actually doing it and like the young assistants in our office being like, oh, my God, Be Real. I saw them on Be Real. I'm like, ladies, ladies, ladies.
What ladies? What's ladies, though? What's wrong with it?
Well, I actually call the youngest girls in our office little girl.
OK, but like what's wrong with being on Be Real?
I'm just like, I guess it's the Instagram is the same like waste of time. I'm just like, what are we doing?
Oh, it's so much better than Instagram.
Because.
What do you think Be Real is? I have a feeling it's not accurate.
You think I'm like a grandma?
Yeah. Like, what do you think it is?
It's you. There's a time of day that you get a notification that everyone has to take a picture.
Of what you're doing.
Of what you're doing and what you're looking at.
And there's no time to make it. Of course, I didn't just.
Yo, it's you have to be real. It's just this right. is what my life
so
looks like
So that's better
right
than
now.
Instagram.
I guess.
In what way is it not? Name a way it's not okay. better than Instagram.
I'm scared of the energy that you are
because
coming at this
I feel like Instagram is so fucking annoying. Like, I love to post on Instagram for attention, and I love to stalk people, but everyone and their fucking mother annoys me on Instagram. Like,
that's true.
Like, the only people I like on Instagram are people who just post funny, random bullshit, and everyone else is annoying. And that's also why, speaking of funny, random bullshit, I also like animal videos. That's why I like TikTok. It's not everyone making their whole stance about, this is how I feel about the world. I'm a public figure commentating on whatever the fuck. It's actually just people being themselves.
I have something that it sounds like a tangent, but it's really not because I'm thinking about be real. I'm thinking about people being real. I'm thinking about the industry. I'm thinking about having Meredith Marks and her husband, Seth, on our podcast.
That won't happen, but I wish.
Why not?
I mean, like, no one really cares about our podcast.
Okay, listeners, call in right now and prove Devin wrong.
Like, Lost Culture probably couldn't even get them. And, like, they're really famous and successful.
I think you're wrong. And I think that we should try because they are also in the podcast biz. They have Hanging On By a Thread, their hit podcast, Looks to Camera. And I just feel like we need to put ourselves out there, not just in the world of dating, but in the world of Bravo celebrities.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to do the reaching out, go ahead.
I'll call Seth.
Give Seth a call.
I'll ask Seth to forgive all of the horrible things I've said about him in the privacy of my own home. I want true
romance. I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
she looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
she had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought that was interesting with Whitney and Justin Rose. LMAO. It's so funny. It's like Rose, you know? It's like that's your last name, Justin Rose.
Whitney Wild Rose.
But it was interesting. I thought that they said, what was the hardest time in your relationship? This is Olive. Look at her. She's so beautiful. Carolina only normally gets to see Cookie on the podcast Zoom, but Olive has decided to say hello. And, oh, I was going to say.
Okay, let's start over.
Why? Why are you trying to cut out all my cute human moments? Like, people like that. People find me charming and endearing. Okay. Just because you don't like cats. By the way, I can tell you don't consider my cats. Let me be honest with you. And it's okay because I get the same response from some of my own family members. You don't consider my cats to be real pets the way dogs are. When they are actually my children, like they are literally my heart and soul.
I believe you. Listen, I believe you. You have to come at this. You have to understand where I'm coming from. Like, this is like you when you didn't like little children. Like, I am looking at them. They are very sweet. They are very cute. I do not have the same feelings as I do dogs. And I cannot pretend otherwise. And I'm sorry. I've never been that. Even when I was little, I think I liked cats, but I was always like a dog person. And listen, put a cat in my house, tell me to take care of it, I'm sure I'll fall in love.
But yet you're literally saying that we have to cut out me mentioning my cat's name. She goes,
it takes us off. Oh, what you're saying about Whitney. Can we cut that out?
Listen, Jesus Christ. I was just trying to say that Justin, I thought it was interesting that Meredith and Seth asked Whitney what was the hardest time in you and Justin's relationship. And she said, when Justin's dad died and I had to like support him. I was like, I don't know why you would, first of all, bring up your something very traumatic for your husband. That, of course, when you're in a partnership, it's also hard for you to lose your like father-in-law. But I was like, what? Like, you're basically going to say like it was so hard, everything that I had to do for him. And then Justin just sits there saying nothing, like he always does. He's always
like
smiling, red face, like I don't know.
Have you noticed his new designer goods too? Yes. It's so uncomfortable.
It looks like a baby. He looks like a baby who's like dressed in, who got like styled by the Shaws of Sunset. That's what it looks like.
They put him in like a Gucci t-shirt, or this. They put him in like a Fendi beanies. Beanie.
Yeah, the Fendi beanie. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, and he clearly got veneers. And it's like Whitney gave him a makeover. He also was wearing crystals around his neck in one episode. And I was like, this is all so deeply concerning.
Yes.
But I agree. I actually thought it was very moving how she was like, because that's what you do for your partner, which I believe.
That's moving, but it's like, why did you make it about how you're such a sacrificing martyr?
Because Whitney is, I mean, first of all, I completely agree. Like when they were like, what's the hardest thing that happens? The mood was so like upbeat. And she immediately goes like, oh, when Justin's dad died, and everyone's kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Without like, I mean, you should probably talk to your partner about like, do you want to talk? Are you okay with talking about that? But Whitney is also like insane, I think. And secretly, like, she's like the biggest shit stir. She reminds me a lot of Kyle Richards in the fact that they like are both like they seem to be like the normal girls, the girls you would like identify with. They're the most in tune with the fact that they are on a TV show and they have to produce content for said show.
Yes.
Like they are the ones that aren't forgetting that.
And I think that comes from a place of desperation for Kyle, desperation to belong in the family unit, family trauma. For Whitney, straight up fear of bankruptcy. Like,
100%.
They are on the verge, and she's got Prism, and she's got Whitney Wild Rose Beauty or whatever the fuck.
Iris and Bo. Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff going on.
What's Iris and Bo?
Iris and Bo was like before it was like, and before Whitney Wild Rose, it was like one of her skincare ventures.
Yeah.
It gives me money anxiety, speaking of finances, to watch her like drain their family's savings.
I know. It's also stressful. It's like, but yeah, so that, but it's good for us because we get the drama. What did you think of how Heather switched from being on Monica's side and supportive and then immediately was like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you like, she like Heather kind of went into the,
I noticed that,
like she went into the butter churning pioneer thing being like, okay, yes, like you need to talk it out with Lisa. And then immediately Lisa started it with Monica saying something nasty, and then Nasty's defending herself. Monica. and you know, good old
Nasty comes back.
No. But Monica defends herself, and Heather immediately is like, why did you do that? What are your thoughts? Because we all know what's a brewing, by the way. Speaking of money.
We all know what's a brewing. And speaking of money.
And speaking of making your lifestyle work for you, which is what Monica's doing, and I'm in support of it. Go on.
Monica is suing.
Allegedly,
Heather and Monica are in litigation because Monica went and got filler from Heather's, you know, beauty laser, whatever her store is called, and didn't pay. So Heather and her are suing each other because Heather is saying you owe us $5,000. And Monica is saying, you fucked up my lips and nose and I had to get it fixed. So who are we to believe? I'm interested to see if Bermuda is when this all comes out. I do not know what's going to happen, but I'm scared because I like Monica. I really think she's the fresh air this show needed. And I really don't want to lose her. And I don't want people not to film with her. And you know Lisa already hates her because she's called Lisa old multiple times on camera. I think Heather wants Lisa to like her no matter what she says. And that is not a narrative that I necessarily believed at first until a friend pointed it out to me, that she thinks that Whitney and Heather actually really want Lisa to like them. But I was confused at the Pilgrim lunch because Lisa did come after her first. But I think Monica is like, you cannot be stopped when she's pissed. Like, she goes from 0 to 100 really quick, where she'll start like mimicking your voice, and then she can't stop talking. So I think that like she has, I mean, I sound like I'm trash talking her, but I love the girl. I love her story. I love that she had an affair with her brother-in-law. I love that she has 4 kids. I love that she's always close to tears, like any housewife should be. I mean, she has so much that
she's
we need on this show.
And violent at the same time.
That is probably the best description of her. Yes.
But
what was your what were your thoughts?
I think that Ira, what's his name? Ira Glass?
Ira Glass.
Oh my God. I think that Ira Glass actually has a lot to say about this, so we should ask him. No, Ira Madison tweeted something like, how long will it take for all these girls to switch sides once they realize how much of a fan favorite Monica is? Like, because this is so, Heather is so insecure and like so like wants to be liked by the cool girls. I feel like once Heather realizes how beloved Monica is by the gays and the fans, which she really is, including me, Heather is going to like forgive her and be like, no, it's fine. Like, we're friends. And I think Lisa will not do the same, because I've also heard that Monica might have stolen Lisa's $60,000 ring.
That's what I heard as well.
And to me, I'm like, she's Robin Hood. She's Robin Hood.
I may. Okay, this is the only reason why I believe that Monica may have stolen the ring. She put her hand in a tampon container looking,
desperate,
quote unquote,
desperate
for Lisa's ring. That is crazy. I would be like, I'll help you look, but I'm not looking there.
Why did it's they even look there? Like,
I think about this once a week.
I know. Listen.
Speaking of money.
What? $300,000 that Sutton gets every month?
$60,000 ring.
Oh.
$300,000.
What? Sutton getting $300,000?
Name them.
A friend and I did the math, and it's like Sutton gets $10,000 a day from her ex-husband.
That is absurd. Sutton is like slowly grown on me.
I love her.
I hated her for so long.
Me too.
Just because I thought she was like
stuck up.
So obnoxious, so stuck up. She called Teddy Mellencamp boring, and I liked Teddy.
You liked Teddy?
I did.
Carolina, no, don't say that.
I liked Teddy.
What, can you list one thing you liked about her?
I just thought she was like pretty.
I don't even think she's pretty.
Well,
I think she's regular in every sense of the word.
I know. Oh, Sutton made her cry by calling her boring at a dinner party.
Okay. Grow up, Teddy. Teddy with an I, grow up. Mature. As
but,
a verb.
Yes. I whenever Sutton would get hysterical, I would be like, you need to pull your shit together. But she's really grown on me. And I'm happy that she gets all that money.
I'm happy she gets all that money. I'm happy she desensitized her clitoris with a vibrator and also can't watch a Magic Mike show because it's too vulgar for her.
I love her assistant, and I also have anxiety for him.
I don't know about the assistant. I don't really... Ever since Ken and Lisa in season 1 of Beverly Hills got like scammed by that personal trainer that like lives in their house.
That was such a housewife situation.
They were like, this was our family.
He's got nowhere to go, that we have to have him come stay here.
Yeah, that was something. So ever since then, I don't really ever trust when they suddenly have an employee that's like their best friend. I'm always like, this is not gonna
sus.
Although, no, I can't really think of a positive example. I mean, I really liked when Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman were America's favorite couple. I really liked that like sassy chef that they had, who would be like, okay, you guys don't know anything about cooking. And they'd be like, we love Burger King. And I would crack myself up in my bed with my laptop hanging over my head. So, yeah.
Well, as the holidays come up, we'll be reviewing some a special Christmas movie for you, which is a tease for an upcoming episode. Let's just say, if you want to get ahead of us and watch, it's called Once Upon a Main Street, and it is starring yours truly,
Carolina
Vanessa Lachey. Can you imagine?
That would be awesome if it was you.
So on Amazon Prime. So if you want to enter our discussion, please.
We thought it was a Hallmark movie, but it's actually a People Magazine Presents movie, which is
yes,
really interesting.
Which is normal. Which is normal. And if you have nothing, absolutely nothing going on, I recommend you watch it and hear our thoughts and concerns. Mostly, why isn't Vanessa Lachey out there acting more?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true. True romance, it's so romantic. Love me, baby, don't.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.